For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. And then we throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on the Big 870 WWL. It'll be the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas hosting the Saints Coaches Show, and he'll have on with him Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and their guest tonight will be Saints tight end coach Clancy Barone. And then at 7:30, the battle of the two former LSU Heisman Trophy winners, Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, play Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. Bob, you and I watched it yesterday, 15-12. We talked about this during the game. Saints got beat up front. They had dominated the first two games along the line of scrimmage. You can't say that yesterday. They got beat up front. Offensive, defensive lines had some opportunities to make some plays, just didn't do it. And at the end, we've talked about this before, inability to cover the tight end. And Dallas Goedert in this game, man, if you want a highlight reel, you want this one. 10 catches, 170 yards. It was a huge game for Goedert. And despite the fact not having A.J. Brown, they found another outlet. It wasn't just Devontae Smith. Dallas Goedert, he wasn't a little open. Man, we sitting there watching. Bob, he was open by a lot on virtually every play. That's something this football team's got to clean up. They did clean up the fact of not giving up the big play to Jalen Hurts. He made a couple of nice runs.
He had one run for 21 yards.
But other than that, and that he sort of made on his own, but you got to be able to match up coverage-wise. You got pressure on the quarterback, but yesterday it was Saquon Barkley's day.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at him, he rushed for 147 yards on 17 carries, 6.5 yards a pop, two touchdowns. And you can see why they paid the money for Saquon Barkley.
So Mike, not 6.5, 8.6, 17 carries, 147 yards, 8.6. Yeah, it was 8.6 yards that he averaged per carry. Okay. 17 carries, 147 yards. And then we all know about him and the passing game, but, four targets, four catches. But the bottom line is, can you stop the run or can you run the football? When all said and done, as a team, no, they averaged 6.9 yards as a team, and we only got 3.1.
That's what it is. 6.9 yards
as a team. But him individually, Mike, he was at 8.6.
You figure they rushed the football 25 times for 172 yards in that game. The Saints did run the ball. Man, I'm going to my vehicle yesterday. Man, the guy said, well, how did the Saints run the football? They did. They rushed the football 29 times yesterday.
But they only averaged 3.1. And, Alvin Kamara, I think I look at him, he did more in the receiving game. He had three targets, three catches. He had that long gain of 27. So total yards of scrimmage, he had 127. If you can get that game in and game out from Alvin Kamara, then he's doing his job. But, Mike, we came back, what we expected, what we were concerned about in the preseason, the offensive line.
And then once Eric McCoy went down.
We all know about the center thing. And then Lucas Patrick was kicking ass at left guard. But all of a sudden, you know, you got to be able to do guard, center, and all that. But it's a different animal. Then we got Odu at left guard.
So it's two for one.
And it just wasn't the same. But, Mike, if you'd have told me before the game that I think any of us would have taken this, oh, the Saints are going to win. We're going to be 3-0. If you'd have told me before the game the Saints would hold the Eagles to 15 points. You know, we came into the game when you look at scoring defense. Always look at that scoring offense, scoring defense. Well, scoring defense, we were giving up 14.5 while we gave up 15. So basically, we've done the same. You know, bend but don't break, scoring defense. You should win that game. If you'd have told me that we would hold the Eagles to 15 points, sack Jalen Hurts four times, block a punt, force two turnovers, to help us be plus one in the turnover margin, oh, the Saints are going to win. And that's a victory for the Saints, but, you know, not so fast. I think that if you look at it, you know, when you're trying to win in the trenches, the Saints converted 6 of 13 on third downs. They finished only with 89 yards rushing. But on Taysom Hill not being available and Eric McCoy not being available, and I'm asking Dennis Allen this, to me that's where you got to kick a field goal. Now, if you have those two cats on fourth down.
But
you know,
he
even did worse.
He did it not twice. Once, twice.
Yeah. No, the Eagles, even though they won, they were ready to get rid of him.
Bob, talk show radio in Philly, even with a W, it didn't qualm their misfeelings about how they feel about Sirianni. I'll tell you what, I give your old buddy a lot of credit. Vic Fangio and his scheme defensively, putting literally like six men across the front and say, I dare you to run the ball. I dare you to do it. And Zach Bond had a great game, 9 tackles, 4 assisted tackles. But Vic was a guy that really lobbied hard to Howie Roseman that he wanted Zach Bond in this defense, and he's flourished. The two big men up front, and we've talked about this before about Jalen Carter. When Jalen wants to play, there ain't a lot of guys in his area code as a football player. Jalen Carter's a man out there on the field. Now, sometimes he don't really feel like playing up to his level, but yesterday he came to play. The big surprise was Jordan Davis, who had done absolutely nothing for this team. He was catching a lot of heat, and I think Vic kind of pressed the right button with him. And both Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, they came to play yesterday. They took over. But Vic did a great job scheme-wise up against Click Kubiak's offense.
Well, and, you know, the chess match and how you play and what you do. And Mike, you bring up Zach Bond, and he's probably leading the NFL. You know, Zach Bond was tied for second in tackles with 24, I want to say, in the league. And you know, 15 came in that Philadelphia the opener against the Packers, you know, and he had a couple of sacks. So you just look at the Saints game that he ended up having 13 total tackles. And, boy, I tell you what, he knocked Foster Moreau in his keister.
Yeah.
You know, so the NFL could be very humbling. And, you know, look, it was basically, you know, look at first downs. They controlling the ebb and flow of the game. They had 20 first downs. The Saints only had 12 when all said and done. And you might say, well, Bobby, you know, you bring up Taysom Hill and Eric McCoy, but look at the players the Eagles had out.
They didn't have A.J. Brown.
They dealt with injuries. They didn't have star receiver A.J. Brown before the game. Then they lost tackle Lane Johnson, a concussion. And then Becton. His finger was that jacked up. He's the guard for them. Then Devontae Smith had a concussion. So that's why, you know, you say next man up.
The next man ain't in their area code.
Well, and I think you'd have to give Philadelphia the credit that maybe their depth is better than the Saints as far as when the next man's up. And the next man up is better than what the Saints had to
offer.
Especially
across the offensive line. The crazy thing is, okay, you play the Falcons next. Last night, if you watched the game, they lose their starting center and Drew Allman. He got a concussion, and then he got kind of dinged up a little bit. I don't think it was a concussion deal. Let me take that back. But one of the things he had was a high ankle sprain. And so Drew now is questionable if he'll play against the Saints. And they were even talking this morning that Dolman may go on for the four-game IR.
IR, and then they give
and then they lose their starting right tackle and Caleb McGarry, who went with the knee injury down last night. And so he's very questionable for this week's game, too. So now the Falcons, and that's their strength, offensive line. They may not have – now, I don't have a number if you got both starting centers that are down. But you might have two backup centers in this game, and the Falcons probably won't have McGarry in the lineup.
Well, and the way I look at it, to be realistic, you know, because we play well at Atlanta – can you split with the Falcons? I mean, you might say, oh, we got to beat them twice. No, I mean, I think realistically, you look at the NFC South. Now, obviously, you want to sweep Carolina. Even if you split with Tampa Bay and Atlanta, you'd be 4-2. But to get some momentum, well, I think how important it is to win Sunday against Atlanta. It doesn't matter the Chiefs on Monday night. I don't even look at that. But then you got Tampa Bay at home. What if you're 3-0 in the NFC South and you have some kind of momentum going forward? But you never know. I mean, because, Mike, I would have thought, now, McCoy went down, and so to show you what he means to the offensive line, oh, we're going to run the ball against the Eagles. Considering that
everybody
Philly,
else did.
Philly entered the afternoon giving up 6.5 yards a carry, 6.4 to be exact. And by the end of the game, the Saints averages 3.1 yards on 29 attempts. So, yeah, the Eagles took over the game in the trenches. You know, a lot of times we follow the football, but to me...
They won the battle.
Yeah. And then, you know, kudos scoring defense. You only give up 15 points. Now, at the end, okay, if you look at two significant plays, and I'm going to ask Dennis Allen this, why, considering that the Eagles had to score a touchdown, why if it's like, third and 16, why aren't we playing zone? And playing at the sticks and making you throw the ball in front of them. Now, when I looked at what occurred right there, and like Marshawn Lattimore, Will Harris, Jordan Howell, and all crashing to one another on that play, you know who really screwed that up? And I asked Dennis Allen, it seemed like Jordan Howell. He was like hell-bent for leather coming out of nowhere. You got to have a peripheral vision and your head on a swivel. He's the one who messed that up.
He caused the car wreck, sort of.
Yes. And then I look at... On the long run by Saquon Barkley. You know, I love DeMario Davis, but he took a bad angle. I think he got lost behind the pile, and then Saquon, when he hit, didn't get it. But you know who else?
But
was
Cam,
kinda,
if you watch that, Cam Jurgens, their starting center, he not only got an initial block, he sort of blocked DeMario Davis out of that play downfield. Man, so a lot of times people, y'all make too much. Y'all talk too much about the center position. I'll be honest. Other than quarterback, the center position is the hardest position to play out on a football field. You got to make the call. You got to make the snap correct. But you got to also help out your two guards and make all the calls and all these blitzes. Bob, when you were playing, most of the blitzes came off the edge. Look today where they come from, right up the middle.
Yeah, because they're trying to confuse the protection, and you should always block inside out because the shortest path to the quarterback's in the A-gap. You know, you look guard, center guard around there, and then if they really out zero cover, zero blitz, where you can't block everyone, the guy widest on the edge, if you block it right, that's the guy coming free, and then as a quarterback, you just got to get rid of the ball. And then you look at the long run, talking about Saquon, I think DeMario, he got kind of lost, took a bad angle.
Yep.
I'm saying where, you know, he's going to have a big play, but it's not going to be a big touchdown run. And then Marshawn Lattimore, he was kind of timid. Yeah. Well, what was he doing? Well, you might go attack and make the tackle. Marshawn Lattimore looked like he looked slow. I mean, I don't know. He stopped instead of going to tag Saquon and trying to get him down. Then he wasn't catching him. And when once Saquon...
And Saquon got some speed.
No. So to me, two guys we're counting on that particular play, not to give up that chunk play. To me, DeMario Davis and Marshawn Lattimore, I think, are amongst the best in NFL. They didn't show up on that play. And then when we all ran into one another with the tight end Goddard, and Dennis Allen said, yeah, we were doubling Goddard because who's available? Who are they going to throw to? But I still think you got to play a zone concept because they needed a touchdown. Not a field goal to tie the game or not a field goal to take the lead. They needed a touchdown. And it was right like at 1 minute, 58 seconds, so the two-minute warning. No, the Saints, we're going to see what happens at the end of the season. And this is the game, once the Saints took the lead and you're at home, well, we screwed the pooch on that. There's no way we shouldn't have taken care of business, but it's a loss, 15-12, which is an unusual score. If you had the pool like we have here at the Slipper.
If you'd had 3-0, you'd have won quite a bit of money yesterday.
Well, but Mike, 5-2, you know, when you do the pool, that's not, you know, you want 7-0 or something or 3, but like 5-2? Yeah, that's
an unlikely combination there. We'll be back.
Well, I can tell you right now as we go into the break, if we hold the Falcons to under 20 points, 19 or whatever, 20 or less, hell yeah, we better win. The offense got to do something. Because our scoring defense, if we can do that, Mike, you got to win those kind of games.
Well, you know, this is a copycat league, and they've watched that film of what Fangio came up with. They're going to do the exact same thing. So you got to counter that if you Clint Kubiak. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. That voice you just heard, he ended up winning $3,500 right in front of us just a few minutes ago. So congratulations. We appreciate you guys coming each and every week, and glad you were able to cash in today. Bob, we'll deviate just for a few moments about LSU. What was talked about last night, Brian Kelly confirmed, star linebacker Harold Perkins is going to miss the rest of the season with a knee injury. Looks like an ACL tear. Just the way he landed, hit that awkwardness in his body motion, I knew that wasn't good. And so Now they've lost their top run defender in the middle in Jacobian Guillory.
Well, they're two best defensive players.
And now with Harold Perkins, Braden Swenson has really come through
big time.
And he won the defensive lineman of the week in the SEC. Garrett Nussmeier, again, continues to put up huge numbers. He was the offensive player of the week in the SEC. But Harold, losing Harold Perkins on a defense that don't have a lot of playmakers to begin with, especially in the secondary, you got to get as much pressure as you can on a quarterback. The UCLA quarterback, Bob, when he had time, he sort of shredded that little shoe for a half.
Well, especially in the half, yeah. If you look at it, Ethan Garbers, he threw for 198 yards, two touchdowns before halftime, and then he had 83 yards and interception in the second half. And then LSU also held UCLA to 14 yards rushing. I don't know, Mike, how can you play four quarters and get off to a faster start? It's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I know when you're going to play a team like Ole Miss, Alabama, or even I look at Oklahoma, you're going to have to play four quarters. But, Mike, I'm concerned with the defense and, can they get going from the get-go? But if you look at it, LSU's defense, they gave up 206 yards and 17 points to UCLA in the first half, and UCLA is not good. And they allowed the Bruins now to gain only 89 yards across the third and fourth quarters. But if you look at one guy, and you mentioned who's getting it done, is Swenson. Mike, I think Arden Key got the sack record for LSU. Mike, I want to say he's on pace to be like high teens or low 20s right now. He's tallied five sacks and two forced fumbles across the last two games. And, you know, look at last season, how he's matured and developed. He only recorded two sacks and two forced fumbles. So that's a guy, Mike, we need to keep an eye on. And he's definitely going to continue. He needs to have a continuous, impact where he is. Now I'm the top defensive player here. And to be disruptive,
Bob, it was so
they funny. Still have South Alabama, yeah. But October the 12th, that's not too far from now when they're going to play Ole Miss.
It's funny, before the season, he was one of the guys that Pete Jenkins mentioned that I think he'll have a breakout year. So far this year, Braden Swenson, he's totaled 16 total tackles, six tackles for losses, five quarterback sacks, and two forced fumbles. Man, he's put up some pretty good numbers for a guy. A lot of LSU fans, if you'd have told them before the season, man, let me tell you who's going to be their top edge guy, Braden Swenson. They were, what? Who's Braden Swenson?
Yeah, they said, who's that? They'd have been considering, like I said, last season and the whole season, he only had two sacks and two forced fumbles. So, no, it's how you develop and you continue growing. So, Mike, you talk about continuing to grow and contribute. How about Aaron Anderson?
Yep.
Transferred to LSU from Alabama last season. The five-star prospect. Isn't that Edna Carr?
Edna Carr.
Yep. And look
started at Alabama.
Man, Mike, LSU's top receiver in total yards right now with 223. And he kept up with the production, six catches, 75 yards. So that right there, when I look at the weapons and what they have and what it might take to beat like an Ole Miss or Alabama, you might have to be in a shootout where Nussmeier is truly clicking and the receivers are clicking, everyone's contributing. But I thought, you know, how you handle adversity, because I don't know, look at halftime. It was like UCLA was, and they're not very good, like I said, but all of a sudden they fired up and they go. But then I thought this is significant. I know as a quarterback to be able to be in the huddle and lead a team on significant long drives. Not half the field or three quarters, but Mike Nussmeier led drives of 96 and 92 yards to break the tie. So when you look at that, we got the right quarterback. We have the right quarterback now. Until our defense gets better,
Bob, the secondary. That to me is major question mark across the board, especially at corner.
Well, they can still get up too many big plays.
And then
when you change a possession and is in balance, they can't get off the field at time. Now, in the second half, it was a different story, but to me, that's too much. You know, people might be, because the future quarterback, it's always people want to look at the future instead of the now. Who's the five-star stud quarterback we got coming to LSU?
Michigan.
Yeah. What's his name, Charlie?
Bryce Underwood.
Okay, Underwood. Okay, Underwood. Well, let Nussmeier transfer. What are you talking about?
What?
Nussmeier's been doing awesome. I know you might want him to run a little more now and then, but Nussmeier completed 73% of his throws, 32 of 44, 352 yards, 3 touchdowns. No, but you see that dime he dropped along the sideline? They got the right quarterback. We just have to have more an impact to me on defense. And Mike, you know, we used to be DBU. I think we wide receiver you now.
Oh, there ain't no question you're wide receiver.
We more like DB poo. I mean, because considering.
You always had good corners. You can't say that about this team. They get lost in coverage. They get swung around. They bite on an initial move. Now, you're having to play a lot of younger guys, and you're going to go through the growing pains. But where Brian Kelly has missed, he's missed big. In the secondary, in the transfer portal.
Yeah. I'd say maybe more depth there, Mike, and also the interior defensive line.
Because
we didn't pay enough.
At least they've been solid. They haven't been great
on
the defensive line.
Because the linemen they won, the one went to Oklahoma, one went to Miami.
Miami or Florida, yeah.
You know, and stuff. So, but the one guy who stepped up, Mike, and I don't know, when you're the best of the best, Mason Taylor, the tight end, when you're setting records.
Good.
A team high, 8 catches, 77 yards. We're going to need that going forward. He's now LSU's all-time leader in receiving yards for the tight end. After the game is all said and done, he has 999 career receiving yards. So I like his stock. I like that gene pool.
Bob, I say this a few times, and it's true. I think it was Wednesday I brought up the fact about Caden Durham and how fast he is. Well, they got one guy, he texted me, Mike, he don't look fast to me. All I know is they put out that little swing pass.
Yeah, look what he did on that play.
he outran the angle. Oh, you thought you had an angle on him, and he outran that angle.
Sometimes Alvin Kamara's like that, where like the Matrix, he's moving faster than you think.
Yeah, and so TV doesn't do you justice, but I know every once in a while they got sales on TV.
But you know, as we go to the break, Mike, you know who's fast and looks fast? Saquon Barkley. I know that.
And he's not a 200-pound guy.
Right.
A two, and the second number's a two also.
Yeah, 220.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the Second Guess Show live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, be the Saints Coaches Show, Mike Hoss hosting. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and his guest will be Saints linebackers coach Clancy Barone. And then at 7:30, right here on the Big 870, free on the Odyssey app, it'll be the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Washington Commanders, the two former Heisman Trophy winners from LSU going against one another. Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Thank y'all for taking my call. Mike and Bobby, look, we can't sit here and make excuses just like y'all said, man. They got beat up front. But I do want to make this point. I don't know. I saw a big drop in the production of the offense with no Taysom Hill, number one, and then losing your center. That's part B of number one because, like you said, Mike, he's the quarterback of the O-line and the guards. And just you saw a big drop when that happened. We can't sit here and make excuses. I just thought that the offense didn't come up when they needed to. A couple of those field goals, if one of those would have been a touchdown instead of 3 points, we having a different conversation today.
Listen, if you're going to tell me that every game our scoring defense, like, again, we came into the game giving up 14 and a half points. We gave up 15.
Well,
you should win every game. If our scoring defense, you know, you might say bend but don't break. It doesn't matter the yards. It's that scoring defense, what you're doing red zone defense. And that was one thing. When you look at red zone offensive defense, we were outstanding. The Eagles were only one of three in red zone offense, but guess what? We were one of three in red zone offense. So it was a push. So, Mike, that's when we were getting in the red zone the first two games, against Carolina and the Cowgirls. We're getting touchdowns. And, all of a sudden you go one of three. That's not so good. But that's outstanding for the defense. And like Dennis Allen said, the chunk plays. You could bend, and then you know I'd break it, but you can't give up those chunk plays. If you look at Saquon's run in the tight end play at the end, we played awesome for three quarters.
Think about it though; they hit on the chunk plays. The Saints misfired on that one chunk play in the end zone. It was a little underthrown, but man, I've seen receivers make much tougher catches than that. Well, Rashid, I mean, it went right through his hands on that play.
Well, he got targeted five times, and he had zero catches. Speaking of zero, listen, I like Cam Jordan. I think he's an outstanding citizen.
Well, you hear the clock ticking.
It sucks getting old for football. But Cam Jordan now in three games, he has two tackles. He didn't even make the stat sheet. The one who made the stat sheet is Carl Grandison.
Man, Carl was outstanding.
Carl Grandison is the man. That's the guy to me that week in and week out, he's having a dramatic impact. And as far as young players, Brian Bresee. But I still think Brian Bresee, on the run, you want him to get better there. But, boy, he had two sacks, Mike. If you look at it, he had two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss. And I don't know if I've ever seen this as much. Paulson and Debo, they were kind of – because he was guarding Devontae. He ended up having 10 total tackles and all unassisted. So, he's putting his head down. But, I thought Lattimore needs to take more of a leadership role if you want to be the guy and have a greater impact. We know what you've done, but if you want to get paid in the future and the other teams are looking at this, Lattimore has to have a more defensive impact for this team.
Longshoreman, I agree with what you said. They made a few more plays that the Saints didn't, and that's what it comes down to in most of these close games. Yeah. They made them, and you didn't. Not that you didn't have opportunities. You didn't come up with the big play, and they were able to come up with it.
Hey, Mike, I want to ask you all this. About Penning too, man. What the hell was he thinking? Was he like think he was on the movie Blindside? I thought that cost us in that where we were in the game. Man, you can't take the dude and put him in the bleachers. If you're gonna put him on the bench, at least give him a cup of Gatorade when you're done with him. Man, you can't cost us 15 yards after we needed that drive and we needed that one to result in some points. And if I'm not mistaken, I think
we got a touchdown. No, we end up recovering, but we shouldn't have been in that situation. Okay. No, we end up recovering and getting a touchdown on that. But that's stupid. You know what that's like? And Saints fans remember this. That's like Kyle Turley Jr. You know, when he grabs it. You can't be out of control. You want to be aggressive. You want to be intimidating and all that. But you have to be somewhat in control. And you can't lose your mind. So if you're blocking somebody way out of bounds, you just got to stop. You can't cost your team if you're ever in that scenario. And, Mike, if you look at it, that personal foul penalty, it was 3rd and 4. And, and Kamara got 5 yards. Yeah. And then we have that. So we're now on the minus 46-yard line. And then it was 2nd and 10. And then Carr hit Olave plus 29. To me, that was the pass of the game. It was 4 minutes. And 19 seconds left at that time. We're at the 21-yard line. The Kamara plus 4, then plus 9. Jamal Williams had 0 yards. Then with a minute 57, Carter Olave, 12-yard touchdown, went 9 plays, 50 yards to take a 12-7 lead. So it didn't hurt us. But at the time, I'm thinking, Trevor Penning, what are you doing? And the game, you cannot let that happen. And that's why you want to be violent. Or controlled violence, however you describe it. But you can't be a lunatic. You can't be like crazy and not aware of your surroundings. It's like when Kyle Turley is trying to protect what Aaron Brooks with the Jets game, and then he takes the helmet and tosses it in the stands. You'll never get away with that. What are you doing?
The pass that you brought up. Man, it seemed like the ball hung up forever. I'm like, just come down so Olave can get his feet in.
A good thing he dragged his foot.
Because we didn't know. We had to see it again. We saw that back foot that he was able to drag. But that was a hell of a catch. But the ball seemed to just stay up there forever.
No, he was so open. That wasn't a good pass by Derek Carr. You got to put that more on point. He almost threw it out of bounds to him. But it did count because thanks to Olave with his footwork.
We'll be back with more second guests here from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in our number one of the second guest show. Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. When we return in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have on with us Mr. Dave Hilbert and also our Thibodeau Regional Health System sponsor, Tim Rebo, Nicholls State Head Football Coach Show, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.